North Dakota saw a huge shift. It's particularly in the, as I was brought up, particularly in the farming area of the east, much more than the ranching area, very lightly populated. Oh, I was trying to figure out this county here, Montreal County. It has some Native Americans, not that many, but it also has a little bit of an oil boom going on. But I can't figure out why would an oil boom would be associated with increased Democratic vote. So there are a lot of little mysteries here, yeah.
All a Native American guy, and I had mentioned to him the thing he pointed out that Native Americans typically vote Democratic. You took issue with that.
Except in Oklahoma.
But he did point out some very compelling arguments why Native Americans would not vote Democrat, because you know they're very independent, very much about property rights, ownership, and about maintaining their rights to oil and things like that. And he's mentioned some other things too, but it seemed that the way he was describing it, they'd be much more natural Republicans.
Okay, so the comment is, I had mentioned that many Native American areas vote very heavily for the Democratic Party. That's certainly true in South Dakota, Montana. You can see it very, very clearly. Oklahoma has one of the largest Native American populations, by and large not on reservations except the Osage tribe, which is an oil-rich tribe. The rest had their lands broken up because of the Dawes Act. But still, it's the southwestern part of the southeastern part of the state, which had been the most Democratic voting part, but has undergone one of the biggest shifts in the Republican direction. And so you're right, those Oklahoma areas with pretty heavy Native American populations are not that Democratic voting anymore. I don't know, does anyone have insight on the situation in Oklahoma?
Yeah,